Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, to live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Every Friday, we bring you Lady Boss entrepreneurs that are changing the world. Diane Solano, the energy entrepreneur. Dana Terrio, handle the lump, heal your life. And Joan Sharp, changing the conversation from money to vision. See you Fridays.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, Diane Solano. It's nice to have you.
Happy day, Cornelia. Here we go again. Another month, another summer, and the year is just flying by. But hey, as long as we're showing up every day on purpose, it's always going to be amazing.
The energy entrepreneur brings us this conversation today: the cannabis conundrum. Dispel the myths and understand the therapies and get empowering information. That's what we're going to talk about today. We'd love for you to sit back, tune in, and learn how cannabis can be used therapeutically for your health, understand its various applications and how it works. We're going to dispel the myths. We're going to remove the shame. We're good at that. And we're going to discover some of the life-changing options. And so, Diane, tell us, you know, what inspired you today to bring us this content and introduce us here in just a little bit to our wonderful guest that's going to share this information with us. What inspired you to bring this on today?
You know, many people who already know me know I'm passionate about health and wellness. I've been a practitioner for 20 years in orthomolecular nutrition. Yes, that's a mouthful, but it's basically science-driven nutrition. And over the years, we've seen the trend of cannabis and CBD and THC and all these terms that are out there in mainstream media. And the buzz is getting bigger and louder, and it's going to actually continue to grow. So I thought, you know what, it would be great to have a conversation around these herbal medicines, these herbal options. And because it's been such a shamed term for so many years, I'm finding there's just so much shame around the topic, and it's not really spoken out publicly. And I was just so inspired by our guest today, Lindsay, because Lindsay is an advocate and a facilitator and an educator. Her mission is to teach self-care and to help people with their personal health and challenges, because she herself has a story. But what I especially love is I think she embodies all that is an energy entrepreneur, meaning a person that's on a mission, a person that does things authentically, congruently from their heart. And that's exactly what Lindsay did. And what really excited me about having her on the show is one day we had a conversation and I started to learn a little bit more about her workshops and the people that approach her. And one thing that really stood up for me was, you know, the story. And again, she'll share more today, but how we have women, especially women, you know, the ages of 45 and up, that want to have a private conversation about how to incorporate therapeutic aspects of CBD, questions around it, because it's not something they feel comfortable about talking with their, maybe with their regular doctor and stuff. So I thought, you know what, Lindsay, why don't you come on the show? We have so many women that follow Cornelia, women who have options that don't even know that are there. So if we can unravel some of this, we can set some, you know, clarity and take away the shame behind it all, because you are such a leader in this field, Lindsay. And I think you're actually opening up a lot of doors that have been closed for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Lindsay, welcome to the show. You and I met in Toronto. Actually, Lindsay showed up at my door one day because I actually have a couple of rental properties and she was looking for a new place to live, new beginnings. And we just really connected. It was one of those meetings where I opened it up and I'm like, she feels right. Her energy's right. There's something right about her. And fast forward a few years and some great storytelling. And Lindsay, I'll let you take it away. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thank you, Cornelia, for having us.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I've heard Diane on Zoom so many times rocking her thing. And so I feel like I've been brought into it now today. And this is an honor. It's cool how you're describing me, because I think for a long time it was a shameful thing to be using cannabis. And it took legalization to really allow me to kind of be loud and proud. And what I found in that is it's not so much that I'm out there going rah, rah, rah cannabis. It's just that I'm not hiding it. And what it does is allow people to ask me, can I talk to you about this? Can I ask you, do you know what I could get? How do I do it? And so my answer was yes, 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 yes. And that's kind of how it's evolved as a passion, where you can keep pursuing knowledge and information, but you also have to do it from heart. And I started to realize I'm very aligned with this plant. Like I feel like I'm working for the plant, you know? So it's almost like a PR role. What's she so good at? What can she offer you, you know? And being that ally for this powerful plant from the natural world that's been locked up and hidden in the shadows and put a lot of people in shame who do use it. And it's not something we have to keep quiet about anymore. So I'm excited for this conversation.
Thank you, Lindsay. So you know what? Because my health is in wellness and background and all that fun nutraceutical, natural this and natural that, throughout the years, I've evolved myself as a practitioner. Mm-hmm. You know, I started to learn that, yes, you know, there's vitamin A and vitamin B and vitamin C, and that's all great. But there is also the power of Mother Nature. And there are many plant medicines on the market. There are many herbal remedies, some more, you know, low, not so mainstream than others, but they have a place in this world. And there's a intelligence Mother Nature harnesses that we are not even scratching the surface on. And as the years have gone by and I've met other practitioners and I've dove in deeper into these therapies, I'm seeing so many people that are suffering, having relief, whether it's emotional or physical, it is happening. So this is part of the conversation we're going to have today. I'd love to kick it off with one of the areas that I think is the part where people don't want to speak too loudly is because of the laws. And you just nailed it, you know, because of the government changes, because things have become legalized, there's been more ability for us to have open conversations, but maybe you can clear out what's happening in the world today. You know, there's different laws in Canada. There's different laws in the US. There's different laws around the world. So maybe let's get that off the table.
For sure.
People can start to sit back and say, okay, it's okay to have this conversation. There's options for you depending where you live.
Yeah.
And let's kick it off that way so we can get that all cleared off.
For sure. Well, Canada is one of the first countries after Uruguay that said we're going national for recreational use. So in the US, we call that adult use, but in Canada, we call it recreational. So it's kind of like for fun. You know, it's that bottle of wine at the end of the day. You can use it how you want. Whereas a lot of other places in the world, you have to have a medical prescription, and then you can work with a doctor who knows how to prescribe cannabis, which is kind of hard to come by, actually, because a lot of physicians just say, I don't know how to prescribe. I haven't studied this. And so I think a lot of people kind of hit a dead end with their own practitioner. So you kind of have to get on the internet and be Googling and searching for this and that. And that I find challenging for people. So again, the law is, it's all different. Wherever you are, you're either going to the street if you can't get it legally through a dispensary and you want to use it, say, recreationally, and then you don't know what you're getting. You don't know the percentages. So I'm very pro legalization so that we're always getting safe access. It's not dangerous to get, you know, and we're able to see on the labels now in Canada, oh, this is the percentages of everything, and you can have discussions. So I'm happy to say there are 11 states right now that also have that available recreationally. But there's also 33 states where you can get a prescription. And there's more Caribbean islands where you can get a prescription. And now Asia, we saw like huge news, Asia starting to open up. Korea, that where you can have severe penalties for cannabis, now is legalizing medical. So we're in this precious moment where Canada kind of led this, which I'm really proud of. And other people are saying, tell me what it's like in the future. What's it like when the whole country is open up, you know? And so it's kind of like, well, we get pissy about the laws and the restrictions on this and the licensing and the fees. And, you know, from an industry perspective, it can be very challenging. But I'm very proud that our country is, let's say, normalizing this, right? So it's not that dark secret. It's something we can talk about at the dinner table. And in fact, the first time I purchased legally, I brought it to my grandmother and said, look at this. And she's like, wow, you know, you bought it at the store. So, So I can't answer for every country right now, and it's changing all the time, but there are some amazing leaps and bounds. Israel's really ahead. Germany's really ahead. Sort of luck of the draw of where you are. But I think the whole world's going to open up eventually because it's also good for the economy, right? So there's different factors at play. But again, it's letting that shame go away when we say as a country, you have the right to use this. There's now, when I arrived at the Vancouver airport, there's a marijuana leaf for an area you can smoke. Wow. So I'm like, wow. Really? Stigmatized. Right. Oh, so, I mean, if you flip it and you think about prohibition of alcohol at one time.
Yeah.
And so it's a big question of morality and law kind of collapsed on top of each other. So, yeah.
You know what? And there's also, so I love that. And one thing I get clear, like to be clear on, because I do travel quite a bit and I have people coming in and out of the country all the time, is just be careful what you travel with. That's really it.
Yeah,
know
you can't
the
travel
boundary,
in and out
know
of
the laws, but don't start packing stuff and flying around because I see people just not thinking it through, right? Just because it's legal in your place doesn't mean it's legal everywhere. Now, the one area I really want to break down is this whole, what is THC? What is CBD? There's vaping. So there's different levels of the use of the plant. And that's the area I think, you know, if we can expand on that, because there's going to be different types of listeners. My main listeners are the ones that are really looking from a health perspective. Let's talk about what that's doing for the body, because that's what we really want to go, is that self-empowerment, knowing what options we have and how we can just put that old paradigm away.
For sure. So I just want to say this. I was editing a platform on cannabis last year. I was working for a startup. And so I was given this amazing task of writing 4 or 5 articles a week and also covering all the international news. So I was able to really absorb what the journalists are reporting on, what opinions are out there for people who are experts for many, many years. And there was a quote that really, really stuck with me from one of the leading cannabis journalists, Sarah Brittany Somerset. She said, "All weed is medicinal." And it was like, whoa, you're right. When you're having that toke at the end of the day, that's your medicine, you know? And so, of course, we can get out of alignment and we can abuse it, but it is a medicinal plant. So I just want to say that for anyone who's, you know, getting high to go to a concert or, you know, it's what is medicine when we say, you know, you feel better, you feel the absence of pain, you know, perhaps you're going through a depression and it helps your appetite. Or a lot of us are self-medicating with this plant because we don't know what professionals to go to, or we don't know enough about the science. And in terms of the science, I would say we're in this amazing moment where we're finally studying this plant. So because it's been locked up, we weren't allowed to study it. And that's actually the best science in the world right now is coming out of Israel. They're like leaps and bounds ahead. And it's just fascinating when cultures put so much emphasis on this plant, they're finding out when we talk about something like THC, it's a cannabinoid. And what we've learned about this plant is that it has hundreds of cannabinoids. So now's this time where we have to learn all about the different cannabinoids. What does this one do? Oh, this one represses appetite. Oh my gosh, all the women want that one. It won't give me the munchies, right? So we're going to get into more like really finessed kind of cannabinoid profiles to get specific action. And this is where places like Colorado and California are really normalizing cannabis, and they're getting really advanced with the science. They are doing these things. You're finding an edible that has that THCA versus THCB. And so it's quite fascinating. And it's kind of like that tip of the iceberg when you say THC, CBD, because there's hundreds of cannabinoids underneath. So again, when we talk about CBD versus THC in that simple kind of form, we're looking at one that has the psychoactive effect and one that it does affect the brain, but it doesn't make you feel high. So a lot of people, CBD, I joke that it's the gateway drug. People are telling me about CBD. Can I get some CBD? Help me find CBD. How do I know the potency? What's safe? Which ones, you know? Is the labeling correct, this and that? So what I would say is CBD really promotes homeostasis and balance in the body. So it helps us heal. And oftentimes it helps us not feel anxious. And that's something our society really is like calling out for. So it can really bring you to that place of balance and stabilize your mood. Then beyond that, it has like gajillions of benefits that, you know, it's really depending on what you need. It might help with your muscle spasm. It might reduce your blood sugar. If you're having nausea, it might help with that. Or if you have like say epilepsy, it's helping all kinds of epileptic patients not have seizures. So to them, it's like, I feel normal. I'm not having seizures, right? So we're finding out more and more of the benefits. But the predominant one that I find is easing pain and relieving anxiety, I would say, as a society.
Yeah, you're right. There's so much science now coming out on CBD. There's so much science coming out on the THC. The difference is, just so the audience is really clear, the CBD is the most popular. Like you said, it's a great way inside to know that there's no psychoactive component to it. And I'm seeing so many people, like the elderly, very sick people, people with pain, people with cancer, people with HIV. And I've had these conversations with other educators where I had to get educated as a practitioner. I never studied any of this. And when I have chronic people with chronic pain or conditions, and I'm doing all I can, pulling all my feathers out of my hat, to realize there were many other feathers that were there for these individuals that didn't want to be medicated on the conventional medical model that was really about receptor site blocking. So just so, you know, bringing a little bit of light, cannabinoids are, our body makes cannabinoids. So you either get them from plants, or you make them in your own body, also known as endocannabinoids. And so your body's very familiar and knows what to do with it. And that's why people who maybe use a CBD cream actually feel the effects of the anti-inflammatory or the neurological pain. They feel it almost instantly if it's working for you. And one thing I always say in natural medicine is bodies don't lie. They're really honest. They're so honest. Like, you, how many people here have ever had food poisoning or you ate something that just didn't agree with you? Your body responds fast. It's not lying. It's going to be like, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to purge, whatever. Yeah. And if something is working for you, well, all of a sudden you're sleeping better. All of a sudden that anxiety is going away. All of a sudden that muscle spasm, that pain at least has gotten reduced, if not eliminated. I mean, we're all biochemically unique. You know, there is no one-stop shop for everything, not in natural medicine, not in conventional medicine. But when you start working with the intelligence of Mother Nature, it's mind-blowing what we can do and how our bodies can understand that language. And it really boils down to the whole, you know, if you want to get crazy deep, the fractal patterning behind nature, you can't mimic that in a lab. I don't care how great the vitamin is. I don't care how great the drug is. We just can't mimic that. There's an intelligence that goes over and beyond our own comprehension. But what we start to realize is we start to have a different respect for it and maybe becoming less judgmental and maybe becoming a little more curious and finding what's right for us. And I love what you touched on was the whole, you know, addiction side to it. Everything's an addiction. Sugar's an addiction. Alcohol's an addiction. Sex is an addiction. Workaholism is an addiction. You know, laziness is an addiction. Pick your addiction. What are you going to, what is it that's going to drive the world? And is it getting in the way of your everyday life? That's the question, no matter what it is. But I just love the idea of having these conversations, Lindsay, because I know you've been approached by many women asking you questions around this. And maybe, I don't know if, you know, Cornelia's okay. Maybe some of the common things that you're often asked about that, you know, some people here today might have those kinds of questions and the answers that you can give them. And then maybe go into a little bit about what options there are, because there's creams, there's there's all kinds of different ways of of application, depending on what you're dealing with.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the vaping crisis was a big one to hit in the last year for giving a bad rep, so to speak, to vaporizing. Of course, that means you're getting the effects of the plant are coming through your lungs, right? So there's certainly other applications. And it, of course, with COVID, people don't want to be doing things with their lungs. So we have to get away from that sense that you can only smoke it or vape it. And I would say in terms of vaping, you can vaporize the dry flower. And that actually is like a steam. So if you think of herbal tea, like the steam coming off it, or you can breathe in the aromas, that's what you're doing when you're vaping just the flower of the plant. So I think that's a nice way, especially for seniors who don't want to get too high but might want to consume it that way. You can have a very micro amount. And I'm really pro microdosing. So they say in the cannabis world, start low, go slow. Because I think people get traumatized when they have way too much, way too fast, and then they feel high. And I'm speaking about cannabis, not just CBD, right? So different applications. We now have patches. You can do it like a nicotine patch, and it can have a slow release to the bloodstream. There are certainly topicals that can either be used in sex. That's something that we're seeing with Foria as a really popular product in the American marketplace. And I actually heard an interview with the owner, and he said, it just relaxes you. It relaxes you so you can be more in the experience. In terms of putting it on the body, like say you have sore knees and joints, often we like topicals with THC because it has like a, they have a synergy together, the THC and CBD, and it can add that potency and that effect. Much like when we talk about sleeping, CBD might not help with sleep as much as having a little bit of THC in there. So we have to know kind of what the cannabinoids do, and we're looking for that effect. But that's why working with a practitioner, of course, is good. But I'm so pro self-care. I'm so pro self, like the education that you need to make decisions for yourself and try things for yourself. Sublinguals. It's almost like the sky's the limit with the ways that we can deliver the medicine of the plant. So it depends kind of on where you are with the advancement of the companies in that location. Canada is right now. California is like way ahead. You know, we have one topical on the market in all of Ontario. So it's not very competitive right now. But, you know, in California, it's like everything you can think of. Everything from, you know, the lollies and chews and chocolates and mints and like you name it, like shampoos. I know I could go on and on, but it's been really fun to discover these things and then allow people to ask me, you know, well, in my area, what can I get and how do I get it? And so that's another conundrum.
That is. I'm sitting here listening to, you know, I'm taking all of this in, right? I'm taking it all in. Thinking about like, if that was me, like if I had like some kind of pain or if I had some like maybe anxiety or whatever, I wouldn't even know where to begin to start to even, you know, and the idea of taking too much or too little, that doesn't appeal to me.
Exactly. You know,
like because I wouldn't want to put myself in that
experience either way.
Yeah. So I think, you know, having a resource like a person to talk to is really important, like somebody that somebody like you, like I would want to talk to somebody like you that has the knowledge and the information so that if I can come to you and say, hey, you know, I'm experiencing some arthritis or I've got this or even sleep. And I would like, you know, because sleep is a big thing. It's a big deal. Many people don't get the right amount of sleep, you know, for whatever reasons. And, you know, how do they then, you know, use this? Where do they begin? I wouldn't know where to begin.
I know. And I find that troubles me a bit in Ontario because it's all legal and you can just buy it off the internet from the government. Most people wouldn't even know the website. So, you know, my mom's not one who's going to go to the store, like a cannabis store. She doesn't want to step foot in a cannabis store, and she certainly doesn't want to have to ask her doctor about cannabis. So they're kind of falling through the cracks. And that's where I really felt, no, this is important work to teach people this and to be available as a consultant of sorts. And keep putting out those blog posts and keep putting out, you know, almost let my cannabis flag fly, because the more vocal I am, the more my relatives initially were like the first people coming to me, always with pain, always. Yeah. And for me, it's like, if it helps the person, then I am like, thumbs up, right? So it's challenging to navigate the law. And I think that's where I really have like a special offering. And I did a pop-up once last fall where I had all the different workshops I was offering, different herbal medicines. The little sign I had on the cannabis one, everyone went right to it. And what is this? How can I find out more about this? And I realized there is not enough education going on. So yeah. I'm happy to liaise.
Yeah, it sounds like you've developed this, you know, quite a niche for yourself now. I mean, if you can really hone this in and make yourself the consultant, the go-to consultant, you can have your appointment scheduled, you know, far out in advance where you can help people, because I know many people are suffering with pain. I, for one, you know, I mean, I have to say, back in the day when I was in my, you know, early 20s, we were smoking weed. We were definitely smoking joints. We were, you know,
just kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and yeah, so, but that was back in the day, you know, and now like, it's totally a different ball game, how it is today, how things are today, you know? But like I said, if I was a person right now that was looking for this as a support, you know, as the herbal medicine, that I think it's what it's for, because part of, you know, the place where I hesitate with all of this is that I just don't want, you know, it to be another crutch, if you will, where people are not looking at their emotional and everybody's just using avoidance to take one more drug to cover things up and suppress. Because I'm, you know, that's one of the big things is I see a lot of people, you know, especially younger people out there that are continuously high.
It's a numbing. Yeah.
It's a numbing because, you know, it's like they don't have to be awake and aware to feel their feelings. So let me just get in this state of being. And, you know, and so there's that. That's the place where it's like, you know, where it's being not used for the right reasons, I think, because it's an escapism, again, as with any drug, as with alcohol, as with any addiction. This too can become an addiction where it can be used as something to avoid whatever is going on for the person.
Believe me, the word stoner has been weaponized against me. I understand, because if you think, they're right, you have to own that. And if for me, it's taken a lot of discipline to say, I do believe I'm in proper alignment with this plan. I have a healthy relationship to it, so therefore I can speak about it. And I think when you are hiding in your problems and you're, you know, getting high all the time, you don't want to come out as an educator necessarily. So I would say I've coined the word toker because I think of it more as someone who might take micro amounts and they're productive and they're, you know, doing a lot in the world. They're not just sort of couch potatoing and avoiding everything. And so I hate that cliche of stoner.
Yeah.
But certainly, just like Diane said, anything you can do, you can lack moderation in, and it can become a problem. So always we have to look at the bigger picture of the life, you know, because there could be something that you're eating every day that's causing those issues with IBS. And just because cannabis helps relieve the symptoms of IBS doesn't mean you can just keep using it and eating the same food that's causing the problem. So we have to look at our relationship to everything in our environment and what we're putting in our bodies, and our overall state is, you know, I want people to proudly go out in the world and say, I use this plant medicine and let me tell you about it. And this is how it's helped me. Right. But I do see the cliches too going, oh God, they're making it worse. You know, smoking around their young children. I'm going,
Yeah. So, well, you know, what you were saying earlier, this was a thing where you were saying earlier that, you take a toke after a long day. And I thought, well, you know, that could be a nice replacement to a glass of wine. You know, how many glasses of wine do people drink at the end of their day, or beer, or whatever with their drink? You know,
Very socially acceptable.
I'll take one toke. But again, it's like not, because I remember back in the day, the word we used back then was we used to smoke the chronic.
Oh.
Okay. So it basically knocked you out to the point where you couldn't function.
Right.
And
right.
So it's like, you know, so
that's this is why it's so important to know what we're smoking, because so let's just break it down. Very basic terms. We talk about a sativa and indica, and we talk about how sativas give you energy, make you want to clean the house and, you know, write that paper you've been putting off. And we say indica, you're in the couch and you want to relax and you can fall asleep, right? So these are kind of the generalizations of the two different strains, where back in the day when you're just getting it in a baggie, you have no idea what you're smoking. You don't know if it's the same thing you got last time.
Yeah.
How come I'm having an anxiety attack? I thought I liked weed and it put me to sleep, you know? So the strains are really important for that. And then the percentages. So I might be comfortable with 15 to 18% THC in a flower strain, but if it's 27%, I'm going to be like feeling psychedelic, right? So that's why partially I'm so pro legalization, is we know exactly what we're getting and how much we're putting in our body, however, whatever method we choose. And we can understand that line for ourselves. So, I mean, I could go on and on about the different strains and, you know, the sort of aspect of growing plants. This is my first year planting plants and watching them grow, and I haven't harvested them yet. It's going to be a whole other experience, but I'm excited. You can turn it into an oil.
You know what I could see you have, Lindsay? I could see you have your own store, your own website, with little medicine bags of some sort, mm-hmm. where people can go and purchase, you know, use this for that glass of wine, use this for this, for anxiety, just, you know, for that specific
for yoga,
especially people like my age, you know,
yeah.
wouldn't even know where to begin, or older even. Like I'm thinking that how can what you're talking about be valuable to the seniors out there. I'm talking about somebody like my mom's age, you know,
mm-hmm.
80 years old. How can I, you know, she's still Absolutely. Looking at the stoner part.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's, you have a niche, you have something here that you can develop that can help people with their pain, their anxiety, mm-hmm. and, you know, those kinds of things.
One of the most amazing things I've seen recently is fat bombs made with micro amounts of cannabis. It's a friend. Now, we've become friends because I was so passionate about her product. But she basically infuses the flower, which she gets from a licensed producer, so she knows everything about it. And she infuses it into a coconut oil, and she mixes that with some nuts and maple syrup and cinnamon, and puts it in the freezer. And now she has a fat bomb. So basically she developed this for cancer patients who are trying to fast many, many hours of the day as a nutritional therapy for cancer. Mm-hmm. And this allowed them to feel, you know, that energy from the oil with that trace amount of THC that just lifts you right up. So it gives you that little bit of pain relief and basically like an element of joy factor. It just cheers you up. And so this to me is like, don't ever take this away from people. You know, like if you're struggling from something like cancer and you can have this low dose THC that's helping fuel you. And she actually explained to me, when we talk about the entourage effect, we're talking about how all the cannabinoids affect each other and the terpenes, so the essential oils. This is where it's like a symphony that the plant has, and each one has their own symphony going on, right? So when we talk about putting it in a fat bomb, it's actually synergizing with the other ingredients. So this is something that I think is fascinating with other herbs. And unfortunately in Canada, we're not seeing that, but in California, we are seeing, like, for example, a menstrual cramp tincture that has the cannabis in it. It has the other herbs that help with spasms and pain in the muscles. And so this is where I would love to keep pushing forward. So we know we can make that for ourselves. We can make a fat bomb, you know, and we can actually grow the plant if we want and spend very little money on it. You know, so I like that utilitarian purpose that when you see the plant growing and you know it costs you a few dollars for a seed, well, look at all this medicine. You could have a year's worth of harvest for, you know, under $20. So it's like fascinating to me that we can relieve so much suffering. The more we know, the more we're empowered. And whether we're supporting a company that's doing it and we're buying from them or we're learning how to do it ourselves, it's available to us. And so that's where it's so important right now to just empower particularly women, because I think they introduce it to the rest of the family and they understand, okay, my teenager's doing it in secret. I don't want to be a secret. What is it? It's because their stomach hurts. We can talk about it, you know, don't hide the bong in the room. Let's, you know, so there's this transition to where it's going to be more normal and less of a secret, everybody keeping it a secret, you know? And again, I think when we look at it as part of the medicine kit, as part of the pharmacopoeia, it's just a plant like mint, like Ganoderma. It is an important plant to keep in the medicine kit.
And that's the part that really inspired me the most, Lindsay, was that conversation, because you girls are way more wild than I am. I've never touched pottery. I have zero interest. It's just not my personality. I'm more of a, you know what, go-getter. Don't put me to sleep. I'm off to the stars in the world. So that's just never been my thing. And for me, it was eye-opening as a practitioner to know I was absolutely clueless in this department. And to know that people like my mother, who had chronic pain at one point, as much as I was giving her all kinds of stuff, it was, you know, a mutual friend of ours who's also an educator who got me some CBD ointment, and she felt the difference on it. And then I started to hear all the stories coming back of the people suffering and me not knowing that, you know, there was a beautiful cream, that there was an oil, that there was something that was getting them out of the pain, getting them out of the depression. And I know one thing for sure, we're energy, we're vibration. And if our emotions, and we're replaying a song in our head, an inner voice that says, I don't feel good, I don't like this, I don't want to be here, my life sucks, you know, what do you think is happening to the rest of our body physiology? What happens to the rest of our light? It starts to dim, and that is not quality of life. So, you know, if there is something natural that exists from a therapeutic standpoint that older people, that people that are sick, have access to, but don't know, because they don't know what questions to ask. They don't know who to go to. They're afraid of being judged or shamed, but you're so desperate. You know, you're just so desperate. You want something that's just going to take it all away. That's where I started to feel like, wow, you know, we need to just bring a little more light to this, because there is something here. And if we can work with it intelligently, if we can have those conversations, and if we can just really wrap our minds around it and use it in a way that really serves us, I think at that point we're evolving as a species. We're evolving as, you know, thinkers, and we're evolving as women, because that's what it's about too. Women change the world. You nailed it right there, Lindsay. I see it all the time. Women are massive decision makers in the family. And if mom has an ointment and she's okay with it, well, then it just makes everything more expansive. So that really is important, I think, is it really does start with the women. You know, we're the ones that are kind of leading the way in so many ways. And they're the ones that I'm seeing with the menstrual cramps and the one with the menopause and, you know, wanting to take care of the husbands, but don't know what else to do, or up in arms, and it's the stress, right? And pain and stress, it's like sitting on two thumbtacks. We can pull one out, not going to feel so much better. We have to get that all moving and rolling forward. So just being an advocate for natural health, for empowerment and synergism between, you know, good food, healthy, vibrant food, healthy living, healthy thinking, you know, and then having access to these things, I think was really powerful. So thanks, Cornelia, for bringing that up, because you just were like, you dawned on that clarity reason as to why I wanted Lindsay here. I'm like, let's have this conversation and let the viewers know that they could connect with Lindsay if they want. They can easily send her an email. And I think you and I chatted earlier about this, Lindsay. You know, I know Lindsay normally charges a consulting fee, but if you mention you saw Lindsay and you enjoyed this conversation today, you get a complimentary, am I right about that, complimentary consult with you, Lindsay. They can just book it.
Absolutely.
Let's just pick your brain and maybe share a little bit of whatever they got to share and get some information, because there's 100 components to a plant. They all do different things. So you just don't want to just close your eyes and randomly hope that, you know, cross your fingers it's for the best. Cause
yeah, that's the part that was making me, you know, like we don't know if what overdose, you know, too much, you know, whatever. That's like, I would need to make sure that I have a day off before, you know, it's like, I make sure you don't have anywhere to go for like 24 hours and who knows how long it's going to stay in the system. So it's like, no, there's too many things. But how do people get in contact with you, Lindsay, so that, you know, because people, you know, 85%, our audience is 85% women and they're listening to this podcast. And so how do they get in contact with you?
Well, I was doing in-person self-care education workshops, but 2020 brought me the pivot to online. So right now I'm working on a fall schedule where there's going to be lots of opportunities to hear talks and follow the Facebook group. But if you want to meet with me one-on-one, that can certainly happen and you can book it through the website. So it's called Guided and it's where I'll guide you through basically your cannabis self-care protocol, however you want to tweak it and learn the different applications because everyone's in a different geography. So I can't just name a store or name one telehealth that can get you a prescription because you're in Seattle and, you know, if I'm in Ontario telling you, that's not going to help you. And I found that was the conundrum from day one was a lot of people reaching out to me from my own network, asking me for things. And I'm like, wait, you're in Jamaica, you're in New York, you're in Seattle. How am I going to help everybody? So the consultancy is the easiest way because I can talk to you in your unique geography and understand what's available to you and point you in the right direction.
Good. Yeah. Why don't we do this, ladies? Why don't we take a break now and everybody take a break. We're going to be right back. And during when we are gone, we're going to talk about what are the next steps for us to, when we come back, that we can hone in on something that, we want to share with you guys when we come back. Okay. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Plants. There's many of them. There's hundreds of them. And it's all about having the intelligence of Mother Nature working with your cells. We're 100 trillion cells, and truly we're complex beings. And when we have people that are looking for natural remedies, it just so happens that the cannabis plant, CBD extracts, THC, it doesn't matter, but there's something here to offer. Lindsay, on the break, you were sharing a great story. That story, I think, is great because it just shows how humbled we are when we make judgments on things we don't know enough about. Mm-hmm. Are you okay maybe just opening up to the viewers and listeners?
Sure. I met a judge last year who actually now spends his time speaking to prohibitionists. And his company is called Rethink Green. And what happened was he was diagnosed with a terminal illness and he was told, get your affairs in order. You have maybe 3 months to live. And his wife got on the internet and did all this research and she decided that he should try CBD. So she flew to Colorado to get the medicine and come back with it before she announced to him, I got this for you. I did all this research. I want you to try it. And he said, get that out of here. I can't believe you committed a felony. And he was beyond upset. And she said, okay, I'm leaving you. She packed her bag. She said, I'm leaving. I'm not going to watch you die. And so he said, what do you mean you're leaving? And apparently she had her bags packed at the door till he finally said, okay, I'll try it. And all he needed to take was a rice size amount under his tongue before bed. And he said first night he took it was the first night he'd slept through the night in months. After 3 months, he was like basically fully healed in remission. His doctors couldn't believe it. And he was so just humbled and empowered by this plant and how it had saved his life that he thought, I can't believe I've put so many people behind bars for this. I can't believe what I've done in my life with relationship to this plant. I have to change people's minds about it. And so now he speaks publicly. And honestly, he's one of my role models because I'm like, if you can get up there and say, I was wrong, you know, we have to, his whole message is don't give up on people who are against it because it could save their lives. So if you are pro plant and you want the virtues known, you just keep speaking your truth and you keep trying to help your relatives and the people you love because they might have these ingrained ideas that it is wrong and it is bad and it's a crime to use it, right? So we have to, as his company is called Rethink Green. And he had an interesting story of how he punished his son for hitting a bong and when he wouldn't let him out for his whole senior year of college. And now he apologizes so much to his son because his son said, Dad, my stomach hurt and it made my stomach feel better. So he goes, I understand now. I'm so sorry, you know?
And so, that's exactly it. It's yeah. Just like, you know, the humble pie we got to eat in life. I mean, that's what life is here to teach us and to expand and help us grow. Imagine a judge now saying, okay, I think I have some more enlightenment through this journey. A rice size grain is life. And that's what I saw with my own mother. 84 years old, you know, marijuana is bad, cannabis is bad. Now, again, I never cared for it, so I didn't care. Yeah. I never had friction in the household because I was just such a go-getter type of personality. It didn't matter to me. But when I saw her in pain, and then it was like, Mom, try this. Mm-hmm. Just a couple of little oil under the tongue. Just a couple of drops. It may or may not be for you, but here's what if it just took away? What if it made you sleep because you're so miserable? And that's what happened. Mom started to notice a little bit of change, and she was just started to open up and realize it's not that the plant is bad. It's what we do with it.
Yes.
Right. It's how we are attaching ourselves to anything that's just in the way of our personal growth and our personal mission of being here and being expansive. So I love that story. Lindsay, and you know, one of the questions I get often as a practitioner is the new wave of CBD and coffee. I have to bring this one up. Now, people know me for being more of the mushroom queen, more of the, you know, the Ganoderma lucidum queen. I'm just so passionate about medicinal mushrooms. I'm passionate about other plant medicines. I'm learning more about, you know, the cannabis conundrum, which is why I felt like I too had to eat a lot of humble pie. But the common question I get, because I do love to promote Ganoderma-infused coffee around the world, my practitioners around the world are promoting it, and we're just seeing so much health changes through that as well, is, you know, what we learned was that CBD, if it's infused in a very high temperature, it actually loses its properties. So coffee and CBD, not so good. If you are going to do it, you don't want to get it to that boiling point for sure. But there is synergism around plants and CBD, THC, whatever is right for you. But when it comes to health and wellness, it's all about looking at the different options. And when it comes to coffee, as you know, I love plant-infused coffee. I love Ganoderma-infused coffee. And I know that as one of the Lady Boss speakers that comes out every month, we often get the question is, hey, where do I get more of that? Coffee that, like the CBD, like the THC, is anti-inflammatory. Excellent for increasing and decreasing the stress of the body. You know, we know it increases immune response. Now, immunity is everything. And if we're not sleeping, we can't produce white blood cell count. That's your first defense in cancer cells. So just imagine this judge who couldn't sleep, who was stressed out of his mind. The minute we got him just to restore and repair, that's when the intelligence of your cells were able to align, get rid of the old personality. Because that sometimes is it. Can we block off the analytical mind that's always in control to get rid of the personality and step into just flow? You know, and there's science behind it. Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief, excellent, excellent read for that on how emotions, your environment, trigger your genetic potential. We're all parts potential. So, you know, our environment is everything. And this is where plant medicines really come in and take a nice role. For those that want to know about healthy infused Ganoderma lucidum and you want to combine it with your CBD, you absolutely can. They're synergistic. So pain, inflammation, hormone communication, it just gets enhanced. And for that, I know last time we spoke so much, we forgot to give the link. It's newbodynewlife.myorganogold.com. If you message Lindsay, you have questions about it, she can connect you as well. Cornelia can connect you as well. I can connect you as well. But we're just a wealth of information here. And we're here to just pass on the baton and let everybody know that.
Yeah, that's awesome, Diane. You are just rocking it out, sister. I mean, God, you're good. You need to be standing on a stage. Well, you are standing on a stage. But yes, and we just want to let everyone know to share this video, share this information with the people that need to see it, you know, because it's like people are going to listen to it and it's going to be like, that's just what I needed to hear right now. I needed to have this understanding. And just the same way that we're having these tough conversations about racism now and, you know, how to be anti-racist, how to become anti-racist, really have these tough conversations with people, you know, talking to people about this plant that does so many wonderful things for people is also part of that shame removal that you were talking about, Lindsay. And I think it's wonderful. So share this information, share the podcast with people, and feel free to contact any of us for any support, and we're available to you. So do you want to give us your website again one more time, guided, Lindsay?
Yeah, so if you go to symptomology.com, symptomology is spelt like the actual word, but with an IE as my brand. I actually was thinking before this, I'm on Twitter. If anybody wants to follow me on there, I actually just quote things I read about the cannabis science and law. So my handle on Twitter is called Tokeable Quotes. And I have a lot of fun on there with the cannabis space. But if you want to meet me directly or connect with me directly online, I go to symptomology.com. And you should be able to navigate how to find me on there. But guided is the cannabis referral system.
Good. Well, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lindsay, for being here today.
It was wonderful for having me.
Wonderful conversation. Thanks, Diane, for bringing this amazing lady and the wonderful information that she shared with us today. And as always, thank you to the audience for listening, for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks everyone. Julia. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, Diane.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to corneliastephanie.com.